It just so happened. Oil gone. One day I took off with a load of freight from our base in Jimma, a small provincial town in southwest Ethiopia, en route to an American mission station about 170 miles to the south and situated at 8,000 feet, very near the top of a mountain. Climbing out of our valley, 5,000 feet above sea level, to over 8,000 feet to clear the first range of mountains, I found them covered with cloud. As a matter of policy, we don't fly in cloud, because a lot of clouds have hard centres, very hard, made of rock. However, I knew the terrain and that after a few miles I would emerge again and should be okay. Flying without a horizon, the pilot must constantly scan his instruments to assess the aircraft's attitude and direction. The aircraft was flying straight and level, okay, but suddenly I saw that the engine oil pressure was reading zero. I was just emerging from the cloud and was surrounded by rugged mountains. I knew that if the engine had no oil pressure, it would seize up in about 2 minutes. I made a quick radio call back to one of the MEF wives who was doing the flight following on the HF radio, no air traffic control, giving details of the situation and my position. If it was just an instrument fault, I would know in a few minutes because the engine would still be running. On coming out of cloud, I knew there was another mission strip about 3 minutes away. It was not an easy strip, as it was cut straight into the side of a mountain. You only got one go at it, and you had to be right every time. As the cloud cleared from my vision, I could see where the strip should be, but it too was covered with cloud. It was that sort of day. There was another strip just round the side of that mountain, used by the same missionaries for the expansion of their evangelistic work, but it was a safe bet that that would be in exactly the same condition. I could see the mountain of my destination, and it was clear. Not that that would be any good if my engine was about to stop in the next minute or two, for the destination was at least 10 minutes away. There was just nowhere to go. Meanwhile, the alarm had been set off back home, and our second pilot and engineer were getting geared up to come after me and do what needed to be done. Minutes passed, and, amazingly, the engine was still running sweetly. It had got to be a faulty gauge. I felt relieved. There was nowhere to put down the aircraft in this mountainous region. The nearest road must have been at least 50 miles away, and it was just a dirt track, which could not be used in the rainy season. My destination was getting near, but it was a difficult strip on the side of this mountain, with a drop of several hundred feet at either end. Fortunately, touchdown was smooth and normal. I radioed the good news to base before taxiing back to the waiting missionaries. Then I got out the tool bag, went round to the front and unscrewed the top of the engine cowling. What a mess. Oil splattered everywhere. And there, sitting in the bottom cowling, was one oil plug. I couldn't believe it. No engine can run without oil. I had heard of a light aircraft in a similar position coming down after losing oil, and the engine seized within 2 minutes. My colleague and our engineer arrived. Fortunately, having the presence of mind to bring fresh oil, he checked out that engine thoroughly using a makeshift stethoscope, then putting in fresh oil and running it. It was fine. To this day, I have no idea how that engine kept running. But I do know that when the same thing happened to my car, the oil plug fell out, it seized up at the side of the road and needed extensive engine repair. How did it happen? The aircraft had been down for inspection and oil change. After this procedure, the oil plug is reinserted, set to a specific torque, and wired locked shut. Can't fail. In this case, the phone rang just as the engineer had secured the oil plug to finger tight, no more. He dealt with the caller, and then asked himself, now where was I? Oh yes, I need to refill the engine with fresh oil. So I took off with the oil plug still finger tight. half an hour's flying with a vibrating engine loosened it completely. This is not to criticise the engineer, who is a good friend, and I myself have made many mistakes too, which I won't tell you about. What I learn yet again is that it doesn't just so happen, but God gave me life and preserves my life and will take me to be with him in his good time. God is involved in every detail of our lives. We had better believe it.